interest for something else. I mean, that's what religion has been about for centuries. And this is going to be extremely important because people are not going to change their lifestyles to save the polar bears.
The title of the document is Laudato Si, Praised Be, a refrain from the Canticle of the Creatures, written in the 13th century by St. Francis of Assisi, patron saint of the environment and the man from whom the Pope took his name. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 507 and a half, down 1 1/4. September 516, down 2 1/4. Soft July wheat 488 and a quarter, down 1. September 493 and 3/4, down 1 1/2. July corn is 349 and a quarter, up 1. September 353 and 3/4, up 1. December 364, up a half. Go out to July of 16, 389 and a quarter, up a quarter. July soybeans trading 941 and a half, now a quarter, now a half, now a quarter, up 3 1/2, bouncing around that July soybean contract. September 914 and a quarter, up 6 1/2. November 911 and a half, up 7 1/4. July soybean meals, 313.70, up 50 cents. July soybean oil, 32.70, up a penny. June live cattle, 152.27 and a half, up 10. August feeders, 223.95, up 5 cents. And July lean hogs are 77.17 and a half, and they're down 2 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Why, good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
The market, very muted affair today.
Yeah, it is, but we are seeing a little bit of green on the screen. You know, we saw the crop ratings yesterday. They went down just a little bit compared to what some of the trade guesstimates were. You know, we see there's still 8.4 6 million acres of beans left to plant, and 2.5 million of those are running real late, and we're looking at the idea that a lot of that 2.5 might go into prevent plant.
And we will need to keep a close eye as we look at that acreage report at the end of the month. I don't know that all of it will be cooked in that report, however.
No, they're talking that some of the surveys were done a little earlier and that probably won't include all the prevent plant filings as some of that goes on. So we're going to have to roughly estimate that. I was talking to a couple other insurance agents yesterday. They're up more around the Peru, Indiana area. And they said that not large amounts, but they were getting prevent plant claims being turned in. He had about 12 customers that turned in anywhere from 50 to 150 acres apiece on some of those unprevent plants. So we are seeing some happen in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, you're going to see a bunch more of them in Kansas and Missouri, I think.
I think they've got a real high percentage chance, you know, especially with the weather that's going through Missouri today and forecast for later in the week and that tropical storm hitting the Gulf.
Let's talk a little bit about soybeans because the NOPA crush number was awesome yesterday if you're in a bullish mind frame. And the inverse in soybeans July to November suggests that crushers are looking for every single bean they could possibly find. The margins are very, very good for soybeans right now. And I'm wondering if a good summer, if this continues, that we might see ending stocks for soybeans come September. And remember where we started, over 450. And we might see ending stocks in the low 200s.
It's very possible, Dave. And I think there's two reasons that could happen. Is number one, I think that basically we pulled forward a lot of beans at the beginning of harvest last year. And they were crushed because the pipeline was dry. And they were out of there and never... They were crushed before it was even time to call harvest starting or the end of the year. So that's one thing that they were used in the year before. I think that the crushers have done a tremendous job, and they pulled all the beans they can pull out of the areas. because the crush margins have been fantastic. And, you know, it just seems like I know the yields were great because as a crop insurance agent, I collected and saw the scale tickets, and we had a lot of 70-bushel beans last year. I don't know where we're going to come up short from them all, but they're awfully hard to find in the bin right now.
So I guess the question is, to what degree is July propping up November at this point?
Oh, I think, you know, like I say, today we're seeing a little bit of an inverse reversal, but right, that's because of the crop ratings and the rain and delays. But in general, the I would say they probably have added 15 to 20 cents very easily.
Okay. Meanwhile, both beans and corn made new lows for their moves in this past week before catching. Beans in a little bit better position catching-wise, technical-wise, than the corn market. So I guess what we need to talk a little bit about is the corn market and where it has caught, and are we turning, going to turn sideways, or are we just belling it up and we could drive a big nail in the coffin come the end of the month, especially if we see the quarterly grain stocks with a lot of corn and still in producers' hands, although I've heard in the last week or so a lot has been let go on.
You know, there's been a lot of corn movement from the country to the elevator. We're wondering, though, that a good share of it, unfortunately, has maybe been just DP and not sold. So the it's still a farmer's ownership as far as that. The elevators have control of the grain, but they haven't necessarily priced it as of yet. But all in all, I mean, we are looking at a lot of corn on the farmers in the storage right now. It's on-farm storage is more full than we would like to see at this time of year.
I know that we were looking at December at 365 is sort of a pivotal number to keep a track of. We went under that, and we're trying to get our way back up to it today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, we got down to 362.5. We're at 364.25 as we speak. The 360 seems to be pretty good support for now. We kept talking about we thought it could go to 350, but it seems like just with the weather we've had, with a lot of things are going on, and with the every time we turn around raising South American's safrina crop, you know, this does seem to be a point to stay here. There basically wasn't much weather premium left in either the corn or the bean market, and all of this heavy rain coming through from the tropical storm coming in has sort of put just a little bit of weather premium back into day, Dave.
Should it be putting a lot more in, given how wet May was, how wet June has been, and how wet June will be this week, with an idea that we are losing nitrogen?
It sure can. You know, May was the wettest. NOAA told us that May was the wettest month ever for the U.S., and we were talking about a lot of people that have done some flyovers looking at the crop that we're not seeing the dark green color we'd like to see. Will that come with some warmer temperatures maybe we get next week, or have we actually lost a lot of nitrogen from leaching with all of this water that we've seen? And I'm afraid it's a little bit of cold weather, and it's a little bit of a nitrogen loss also. So I think we could take a couple bushels off the top of the average yield with the nitrogen loss.
This year's a little bit like 2010. I think we had a similar situation, although it didn't manifest itself until around September.
We were still playing rain makes grain until September, when we went to the field and realized that nitrogen does too.
And at this point, side dressing in many fields is no longer a possibility.
Oh, well, there's a lot of fields where corn isn't too big to side dress. It's just too wet to go out there and do it.
Well, there's that as well. Let's talk about the wheat market, because to some degree it has been the wheat that has been the leader to the downside, and as long as wheat seems to continue to not find a bottom in the amount of feed wheat out there, corn can't have a hope of going up very much higher.
Very, very correct, Dave. I'll tell you, unfortunately, we haven't been competitive in the world market. That's what's continued to kill the wheat market. We have seen the ratings stay fairly good for all the rain we've had in some of the places. We have picked up in some areas, down in others, and we're seeing a number of acres that are coming in as feed wheat. The test weight in some of the very wet areas is lower. There are a few disease problems, so we've got some notices of Bama toxin being tested for in many areas along the way. But, you know, all in all, the world's awash in wheat, and we've got some more feed wheat now available again.
Before we let you go, just a quick dollar question. I'm not sure there's an exact answer, but how much do you think of what we're seeing in the dollar has been cooked into the idea the Fed is going to raise a quarter point?
I think it was cooked in a couple weeks ago. I think it's being taken off the stove pretty fast here as of late, when the International Monetary Fund highly advised them not to raise rates even during the whole year. I think that it's at least put off probably now until the September meeting.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. July corn, 349 and a quarter, up one. December, 364 and a quarter, up three quarters. July beans, 941 and a half, up three and three quarters. November, 911 and three quarters, up seven and a half. And July soybean meals, 313.60, up 40 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.